the theme song. Thank you, Jesus, for Dr. Gina's radio chat and BBS Radio Network.com, BBSRadio.com. Listen, you guys, this is a great day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I am so rejoicing in it. I'm so thankful about what God is doing. I love you, Lord. I thank you. Bless the show this morning. Have your way. Bless every guest. Bless the co-host, Gina G. Bless them all, Lord God. May there be no confusion, that everything will go smoothly, Lord God, in the airways, in Jesus' name, as I take authority through the blood of Jesus. Bless every soul that's listening. May they be increased. May they be uplifted, encouraged. May they be drawn more to you, Father. May they receive direction in Jesus' mighty name. It's all about you and your glory. Have your way in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, you guys, this is a blessed day. Look at what God is doing. All right, we got weather report this morning. Weather today in DC is 48 degrees and sunny right now. We're going to be high 60 degrees, which is a big difference from yesterday. Detroit, Michigan, you are cloudy, 35 degrees, and your high is going to be partly cloudy. You got some sun coming out. Around 4 p.m., you're going to be 44 degrees. Richmond, Virginia, partly cloudy, 49 degrees right now. You're going all the way up to 70, whopping sunny 70 at that. No clouds in the sky. Jacksonville, Florida, and a shout out to Kevin Jackson, my dear friend, who is recovering from an accident. Praise God, he's a miracle. Can't wait to get him on the show to tell the testimony of how God has quickly recovered him. He is an amazing testimony. 75 degrees today, right now, but your high is going all the way up to nothing but sun and sunshine only. 85 degrees is going to be your high. We got London. Can't wait to see you this year, London. I'm coming through. You're 77 degrees, sunny right now, but you're going down to 66 degrees. Your 77 is your all-time high. In Atlanta, Georgia, hey, Atlanta, you're 66 degrees, sunny right now. Your high is going to be 79 degrees today. And every person, Augusta, Georgia, you're 73 right now. You're going to be sunny today, high 84, 85 degrees today. If I did not mention you, worldwide listeners, I love you anyway, and I know that God is blessing you despite what the weather conditions are. You are blessed and highly favored by the Father, our only one that loves us so much. So God bless you today and continue to listen, because why? We got Jason Champion that's coming on. Oh, I love me some him. He's going to be joining us, talking to us about his brand new project and so many other things that he's got going on. We're going to be talking, well, Estelle is going to be bringing us a spoken word. Estelle Gant, Monroe Gant, is going to be bringing us a spoken word. So I can't wait for that. And my girl, my sister, my BFF, my co-host, number one voted comedian, female comic in Florida, but I think comic actually, number one in Florida, and she's going to be bringing us What She Say and the Trending Tea. This is a show that you do not want to miss, and I'm super excited about it, but I got a message for you. It was in my spirit, and right before the show, I was reading some scriptures today just to, you know, get some word in, and just that's what I do. And so I'm very excited about God's confirmation. But in my spirit, while I was riding around today taking care of business, I had in my spirit about relationships and when about relationships with anything, relationships with a person, relationships with a place or thing, food or whatever. What's your relationship like? And I know that in my journey, I've been in ministry now for about 15 years, going on 16 years, and I've had a lot of relationships prior to ministry, in the world, out of the world, all of that stuff, in the church and all of that. But I've had several relationships in life, and what I've learned is that no matter how saved you are, no matter what ministry, ministerial platform you have, or if you're out of the world, whatever relationship is causing you to compromise yourself. And you know this. We can feel the tugging in our spirit. We can feel the tugging. We can feel, you know, if it makes us feel guilty, if it makes us feel bad, or if we feel confused, if we feel like, you know, that the life is being sucked out from us, then that's a relationship that is toxic. That's a relationship that is not meant to build you up. And what I love about God is that when we put him first and his righteousness and in the kingdom of God first, all things will be added onto us, exactly what we need, who we need, where we need to be, you know, how we need it to be done. He will bring that forth right before us. He will bring it to us, and it will elevate us, and it will increase us. It will expand our territory. And this is the thing that I've learned, is that sometimes relationships or things are difficult to let go of. They're a struggle. You know, some of us, some things have a grip on us where we're not ruling over it. It is actually ruling over us. And when anything is ruling over us, we got to cut it off. We got to seek God for help. And no, it's not easy to get a, give up a relationship. Sometimes you got to look crazy just to save yourself. I'm just being honest. I'm a witness to that. Sometimes struggle of letting go of a person or a thing could be very challenging. And so sometimes I have to literally just go berserkers just to get rid of it, because I wasn't strong enough to let go. You know, I didn't listen to the warning signs that God had given me. I wasn't obedient to how he wanted me to do it, you know, in a peaceful way and just be strong and walk away. I had to literally act a fool in situations just so I can have an excuse to never return back. Because just being obedient to God and just following what the discernment and the unction in my spirit, I was not strong enough to do it. So I made made the situation radical just so I can get out of it. And I know this might not be making sense to a lot of people. And some of you may be saying, well, gosh, you know, you're an apostle, you're a minister, you're a leader. Why aren't you strong enough to do things? Well, I never said that, you know, that I was perfect. And I never said that things don't get difficult for me. They actually do. And I have gotten myself in toxic situations before, and I had to act like a nut to get out of it. So I want to encourage you that whatever you need to do to save yourself, it's not even just you. The enemy wants to corrupt you, your spirit, your thinking, and bring forth confusion to you, because it's going to not only affect you, but it's going to affect your children. It's going to affect your household. It's going to affect those that are connected with you, your business partnerships, anything. And I'm not just saying relationships to a person, even if you have eating habits, or if you have drinking habits, or if you have a bad relationships with food, or bad relationships with, you know, with your school, or whatever you have made a God, or whatever you have put in place of God, whatever you have put down God for, whatever you have tuned God out to listen to more, whatever you have put down God to spending time with him, to spend more time with this or that, that is the relationship that is toxic. God is to be first and foremost in every situation of your life. So if I do anything at all on this show or any platform that God has placed me on, if I can't be transparent to help you and draw you closer to God or lead you to him, then I'm not doing him justice at all. It's no point of me pretending like everything is easy for me, because it's not. It's not easy at all. And I've had to walk away from some good things that I enjoyed. I had to walk away from some people that I would have been willing to ride or die with. But God said, no, this is not where I want you to be. This is not what I want you connected to. I have something greater. You have greater purpose. You may not understand it right now, but it's something right around the corner. And not even just that. He didn't call us to be survivors. He called us to be overcomers. And there's just some things that we got to overcome. Some of us may be dealing, the root of the situation may be loneliness. Some of us may be dealing with the root of situations of rejection, abandonment. You know, you might have been mentally abused, physically abused, you know, psychologically abused, whatever it is, physically abused, whatever it may be, the root of that is what he wants you to overcome. Until we get to the place that, Lord, I'm going to do it your way, it's not easy. Every day, I'm going to wear you down until I get a breakthrough of being at peace with the process that you have me in. And I think about Job, Jacob, he said, I will not let go until you bless me. He wrestled and wrestled with that angelic host. And I'm telling you that if you got to wrestle with God till you overcome the situation and not just survive it, where you'll find something to medicate the situation. Come on, somebody. I'm talking to somebody. God wants us to overcome the root of the issue so we won't medicate it with something that is toxic and just causing us to be unhealed and undelivered. God wants us delivered, set free. He calls us overcomers and conquerors. These are all the things. So if you're in a toxic relationship with anything, any place, any person, happen. I don't care how crazy you look. I don't care how random it is. I don't care what they say about you. You got to save you so you can be used to save the multitudes, okay, to set the captives free. And that is just my word for today. Again, I'm loving you, and thank you again for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I have got to give a shout out to Dewan. That is my girl at Salon Dewan Glam Shop. She's got all different kind of texture hair products, all kind of products. If you want wavy, straight, and straight, bone straight, curly, tight and curly, Dewan has it at Salon Dewan. And if you want to get in touch with her, please contact her at 202-802-3098. And she is officially the one to go to if you have any, if you do suffer or are struggling with cancer and you have insurance, you can go to Dewan at Salon Dewan and have her custom make you a wig. She is under that that jurisdiction where your insurance company can cover your wig for you. So you want that and you need that, or you know someone with that, please call Salon Dewan. Dewan, my friend and my hairstylist, at 202-802-3098. All right, well, we're getting ready to go right into our show. Again, I'm super excited to have Jason on with us, and he's amazing, you guys. He's got so many different things going on. I follow him on Instagram, and he's got so much going on with just life changes, transition. He fits the bill so much to be on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, and we'll be going right into that interview right after these messages. We're going to take a commercial break. Stay with us.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
All right, well, we got Jason Champion with us. As I stated earlier, his new amazing single, Are You Ready? Let's take a listen to that before he joins us into the show.
In the night, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Oh, now it may be morning, night, or noon. I don't know, but it's gonna be soon. Shouting, oh, that's the day when that we're gonna be so glad. Oh, we were ready.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Listen, do you know him as your King, Lord and Savior of everything? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Shouting, 'cause we'll be so glad.
Jason Champion, I love, love, love this song. I'm telling you, how are you?
I am well. Thank you so very much.
Man, I love this sound. Your voice sounds incredible, Jason.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, so one thing, let's start off. Okay, first of all, people may not know this about you, but you were in a group, Men at Large, an R&B group. You started your music career with them in 1992, and you left the group in 2007. Okay, so apparently you've been singing for a while. When did you know that you had this amazing voice?
Well, you know, like all kids, we start out in church probably somewhere around the age of 4 or 5. And you matriculate through school, and typically you probably do talent shows and, you know, local things around the city. And that's kind of what that looked like for me until the fateful day when I was able to be blessed to meet the late, great Gerald Levert. And that's when my life changed forever. I believe it was 1990. I met him first when I was 13. So, see, if I was born in 73, that means I met him first when I was 1986, when I was 13. And then in 1990, 4 years later, I was 17, and we were reintroduced. He had an idea to put together this group, these big guys that could sing and dance, and my life changed forever. Men at Large was formed, and it has been a journey and a whirlwind ever since. So I'm grateful to be here. I've been doing this for a long time.
I'm telling you. And I remember Men at Large, and an amazing group, wonderful talent, wonderful voices. And so after leaving the group, did you already know that God was really, you know, calling you as a solo artist to be gospel? And, you know, how did that transition happen for you, even though you grew up in church? When did that awakening happened for you, when it was like, okay, this is what I got to do. God wants me to do this, and this is what I got to do.
So my bio, I think, is, I'm going to have to get it changed, because I left Men at Large in 1997, not 2007.
Okay.
I left the group, and it wasn't something that I made a decision. There was no conscious decision where I said, I want to go gospel now. I actually was in my basement, and we were in between records. Men at Large was in between records. I was very discouraged because I had grown accustomed to this lifestyle that I was leading. And I was accustomed to the money. I was accustomed to the fame.
Right.
I was accustomed and codependent on the attention that comes with all of that. And in my heart and in my spirit, I couldn't tell you why at the time. I know why now. But I couldn't tell you why at the time. I knew something was wrong. The phone calls were far and few less that, you know, than normal. We didn't talk to Gerald as much. We didn't talk to the record label as much. We weren't recording as much. We were doing some recording for a third album. But it just seemed like there was this this dark cloud hovering over what we were doing. And I felt that my livelihood was being threatened, and I didn't know why, and I couldn't put a finger on it. And I was in my grandmother's house, which is where I lived, and it was in the basement, which is where I've turned it into a man cave. And I was doing something that I said I would never, ever do. My grandmother, she didn't like knuckleheads, you know. She didn't like, and my mom had an affinity, as a lot of women do, for the bad guy, the bad boy.
Yeah.
And a lot of these guys were weed smokers, and, you know, I hope my mom's not upset because I'm putting all her business out, but they were weed smokers and, you know, tough guys. And I vowed, like, I would never grow up to be a weed smoker. Like, that's just disgusting. You know how all kids start out. Drugs are bad. Girls are bad. You know, everything is bad. And I was in my basement, and I was smoking marijuana, and I was getting really high. And I was just discouraged, and that's what I was doing. I was self-medicating. And this is the part of the story where I tell everybody, it really doesn't matter if somebody is a stripper, doesn't matter if they are a prostitute, doesn't matter if they are homosexual, it doesn't matter if they are a whoremonger, it doesn't matter what state of sin they find themselves in. We need to learn to love people and leave them alone. Love them and win them to Christ. Don't beat them over the head. There's a difference. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that some water and some plant, but it's God that gives the increase. We spend so much time trying to bring the increase when all we have to do is plant and water. And I was so high, and I was not in a position to hear from God at all. But the Holy Spirit came in that room and arrested me so quickly. I mean, I sobered up in seconds. I was intoxicated from this drug, but the Holy Spirit can absolutely sober you in an instant. And I heard the voice of the Lord, and I knew it was Him, even though I was only 19, maybe 20. But I knew it was the voice of the Lord. I grew up in church, and I knew what that was like. And it was this still small voice that just said, it's over. I knew exactly what he was talking about. I wasn't confused. I was scared. I was angry. But I knew he said, it's over. And it is time to leave the group. I want you now. Mm. And I sat there stunned for a moment because I knew that I had, you know, I had seen bullets fly right past my face, literally. I've been in situations where the club got, you know, there was fights and all kinds of things were happening, and God's hand of mercy was always covering me and protecting me. And I remember thinking in that moment, if I'm not obedient, you know, God may not protect me and his grace may not shield me the way that it has up to this point, because then I would have been out of his will directly, because I heard a direct order, and I wouldn't have followed it. And so I got myself together, and the next day I called my friend and told him, hey, I got to go. And
wow.
I didn't want to. I didn't make a transition to be a gospel singer. A lot of times people think that when you're an R&B singer, you know, the next thing is, okay, well, I'm a gospel singer. And it's really not, you're not invested. You just, you know, you want to do something different, you know?
Right.
And I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to be a gospel singer. I didn't want to be a solo artist. And so when God called me out of the group, I didn't do music for a year and a half. I sat on the backside of the desert making $5.75 an hour. I came from making $8,000 to $9,000 to $10,000 every weekend to somebody giving me a check for maybe $300 for, you know, 30 hours a week, which was a stark difference. But wow. It was at that job where I worked from 11 at night to 7 in the morning where God, all I could do was read my Bible. It was a boring job. I didn't have to do much, so I spent time reading. And God is, that's where God really poured into me all of the things that I know now. You know, not perfect, still make mistakes, and I blow it daily. I have to petition God daily. But it was in those times that God began to chisel away and, you know, start making me into the man that I am becoming today.
It's amazing. I mean, you've already been on the Billboard charts and, you know, the Gospel Billboard charts. You were nominated for a Grammy Award. I mean, it's just you've had so many different accomplishments. And what I love about you is and that we always welcome on Dr. Gina's radio chat is transparency. I'm hearing Doug, I'm hearing something in the background. What is that? What I love about it is your transparency and your openness, because what the key things that you said to me is that you petitioned God daily. So even in your situation now, he arrested you then, he got your attention, you went through a process, you're still being delivered every single day. There's the process of picking up your cross and dying daily. And that's what I love about you expressing that. And I love how you said, honestly, listen, I didn't want to sing gospel. That's not what I wanted to do. It wasn't like something that I just, you know, said, oh, then he must want me to do this. You allowed him to bring you forth into that. And that says a lot about you. And it says a lot about God. It says a lot. And another thing that you said that I love as well is that love on people. And that means people even in the church. There's people that are struggling in the church that, you know, are dealing with certain issues and things like that. And sometimes it's hard to even find a brother in or a sister in to even, you
right.
know, without judging
right.
you,
right.
you know, without judging you, you know, just go and pray for you and, or, you know, just not your opinion, but what does thus say the Lord? I mean, it's very challenging. So what do you have to say with even at where you are now? I mean, the song is on constant rotation. Are you ready? What do you have to say to the body of Christ? Would you give that same advice to them to love on people, or would there be something different that we need to do for each other?
So, you know, I am probably the wrong person to ask that question. Not the wrong person in the sense that I don't have some insight, but because I'm so passionate about relationships and about love and life and how we treat one another. I think that we have done, you know, every person, each generation is what I'm trying to say, has had their version of the do's and the don'ts, and You know, when I was a child, I remember going to church and the preacher was preaching stuff about, you know, get your life right, hell is hot, and, you know, women shouldn't wear pants and all these different things. And the preachers before him, they taught him that, and the preachers before him. And now this generation here, they're getting some of the same things, maybe a little bit different because we're a little bit more not as ironclad in our religious beliefs. Women can wear pants now, but the sentiment is still the same. And what I mean by that is we spend a lot of time in church where we judge one another and we pass and cast dispersion, just like when the woman was found and caught in adultery. And everybody stood there with rocks in hand, ready to stone her, ready to throw rocks at this woman. And the reason why that's one of my favorite scriptures is because it is such a picture and a typology of where we are today, where we always have been. It ain't just today.
Right.
There are so many people with rocks in hand.
Yes.
Ready to throw because their sin is not one of those sins that's easily accessible or exposable. Their sin is absolutely hidden. Nobody has the privilege of seeing their sin. Their sin of a hard heart, of unforgiveness, of pride, all these things. There's this category that we put people in for the ugly sins, you know, the bad ones, the ones people can see. And you got all these people standing there ready to throw rocks without realizing that your sin is just as bad. And I don't know why people have this misconception that if somebody is a whoremonger, a prostitute, that their sin is worse than them, who they may be a liar, they may be a deceitful person, they may be somebody who harbors grudges. And it's the same. And so we've got to get to the place where I don't know if it'll ever happen, you know, until Jesus comes back, because heaven, I think, is the only place that we will see this. But we ought to really strive. The title of my album that's going to be coming out real soon is entitled Until Forever. And the title song on my record, it talks about while we're here, while we have to spend time occupying this earth, why don't we love one another, treat one another with kindness, with respect, until we get to forever?
Because
it's what we do here that will dictate what our forever will look like. And I don't know why people have such a hard time with. They think that if they browbeat somebody, they're going to win their soul. What you'll do is you'll win a body. You'll win a body. Somebody will come down the altar. They'll join the church. But there will be no discipline. There will be no maturation, because all you did was scare somebody into the fold. It is real love that will win somebody and keep them so that they can go on and have a life that is productive.
Come on, Preacher Jason Champion. Oh, my God. Yes, you are the right person to ask that. I don't know what you're talking about. That was a subtle way of saying, okay, now you done let the fire out. Let me go on. That was an explosion. Right, and you heard it here first. And you know what? I love it, Jason, because that is the Father's heart right there in a nutshell. Point blank, uncontaminated, unfiltered, raw truth, and I love it. I don't even have anything else to say about that. That is so true in every kind of way, and I come in total agreement with that. And I want Gina G. I know you've been waiting to say, Gina G. Please meet Jason Champion. This is co-host Gina G.
Well, hello, Mr.
doing?
Jason Champion. How are you?
I'm well. How are you? It's a pleasure meeting you.
I am doing well. I am. You just didn't gave it to me. I didn't know what to say.
I didn't know what to say
delivered.
Either,
Gina. I feel delivered. Okay. Oh my! He sang R&B. When? I don't know this verse. You was born to preach. You was born to spread the good news. And the way you deliver it is just, it's like no other. You kind of hit home. So I just appreciate you for that, because you gave it to us raw. You gave it to us with stones in hand. That's how you gave it to me.
You know, when it's something that you absolutely live for, it's so easy to talk about, because it is, you know, I fight tears, you know, talking about it, because I love it. I breathe it. It's my existence. And I just wish we would, you know, I wish we would treat each other better. I wish we would.
I know. I really do, because we are going through it right now as a people, as a racial issue. I watch so many videos and see how they treat. It's just, I'm really hoping that it's not only in heaven, but it's feeling like it. It really is.
Well, Jason, I share your compassion so much, because, you know, once you have been dealt with yourself, you know, and you know what God is able to do in your life and how he can quickly take taste out of your mouth and deliver you, and he shows you a glimpse of what he wants for his children. It's kind of like, I mean, like I've told Gina this many times, I don't want to be Gina. I want to be who God has called me before I was even given that name. I mean, what I want, the original intent. I want to be more like him. And when you fight like that and you want to see other people delivered and healed and you want us to get along and be unified, it's a grievance in our spirits. I can feel that your soul and your spirit is grieved by things that you have seen, things that you've heard. You know, you're sharing the love of Father. And I just want to acknowledge you on that, I believe that God will continue to connect you with more of his children that are like that.
That's right.
And together, you know, we can really truly make a difference. And I love the fact that, you know, you hold us accountable. You know, the anointing on your life is to hold accountability to us in our actions and our deeds. So I want to thank you, Jason Champion.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It is an honor. Thank you so very much.
Well, first of all, we can't let you go, because we got to know where they can buy Are You Ready? Which, first of all, I got to shift gears for a second, because everybody wants to know, where did this old soul that sounds so...
I love it.
I mean, that Are You Ready? Everybody in every age bracket is in love with this song. It's so catchy and so beautiful and just hot. Where did that come from?
Thank you so much. So the song Are You Ready, I wrote probably 20 years ago, you know.
What?
I remember.
Wow.
I wrote it 20 years ago. It didn't sound anything like it sounds today. I wrote this song, and it was just a typical day, you know, God, you know, downloading some inspiration to me. And I thought it would be a real clever way of telling young people, you know, maybe let's look at this thing a different way. You know, young people, we have to win these millennials. You know, we can't just say, you know, come to church and, you know, sit down and shut up and learn to love Jesus. We have to reach them. We don't have to be so so aware and so conscious that we forfeit the sanctity of God while we're trying to win them. We don't have to allow them to do things that we know God would not be pleased with, but we do need to learn how to win them. So I thought that this would be a clever way of looking at heaven and saying, you know, are you ready to go? Are you ready to meet God? Are you living like what you should be living, so that when that day comes, you're ready to go? And so I had no idea. Mind you, I was not in music when I wrote the song. I was doing some plays here and there, and I wasn't really, you know, recording yet. And then I got with Kirk Franklin, and one thing led to another, and I met Warren Campbell and Erica, and, you know, I've formed a friendship with them, and now signed to the label. And my first record came out. Warren did my first record. I was on EMI, Brooks Entertainment, EMI Gospel. And Warren did my whole first record, and I did another record that nobody knows I did, and the label and I, we decided to part ways. And so there's an album that never got heard, and he did that record too. So he called me and said, look, man, we worked on a third album. He said, I really want you to be on my label because I believe in what God has given you. I believe in you. And how would you feel about coming over to the label? I said, listen, what do you think, I'm crazy? I know who you are. I know what you mean to music. I know what you mean to the body. So I would love to be over here. And so it was this third album that while making it, the Lord kind of, you know, tapped me on my shoulder and said, hey, remember that song? And I showed it to Warren, and Warren loved it. He said, I got an idea. And whenever Warren says, I have an idea, I've learned to just, I used to ask questions and try to feel where he was going. I don't ask those questions anymore because whenever Warren has an idea, generally speaking, it's pretty phenomenal. So he came back with this track that was this old school, and he said, I want you to go in there, and now I want you to sing this song like you think Sam Cooke would sing it. And, you know, being that I'm a Sam Cooke fan, I have a reference in my mind and in my heart because I've listened to the Soul Stirs. I've listened to his solo stuff. And so I went in the booth, and I sang it like you're hearing it today, and it came out, you know. I had to change a few things, but ultimately it was a one take, and it just came out so infectious, and it has that old feel. And even when it was time to decide on the first single, I wanted something else. Warren said, nope, Are You Ready is the song. And I'm glad that he did, because it is being it's blessing a lot of people. And at the end of the
everybody,
that's what we want.
Older
people, younger people, middle-aged people, that's what you want. You want people to be blessed.
Right. So where can they get it from, Jason?
So, you know, we live in that digital age. Everything is digital. They rarely make hard copies anymore.
I know.
So everything is on iTunes. It's on Spotify, Google Play, Pandora, you know, all the rest of those digital platforms.
All right. Well, where can everybody follow you? If they want to book you, get connected with you, where can they go?
So if they want to follow me on social media, they can follow me. I'm only on Instagram and Facebook. I don't do Twitter or Snapchat. I mean, I think it's, you know, if you got one, you got them all, really. Who can keep up with all of those?
I can't.
So on Instagram, I'm simply at Jason L. I'm not going to say what it's for, but Jason L. Champion on Instagram. Uh-oh. And on Facebook, I'm just at Official Jason Champion.
Well, we love you here, Jason Champion, don't we, Gina G?
Yes, we do. That L is for love of the Lord, Jason.
The love of the Lord. I ain't going to say what it's called. The love of the Lord. Listen, Jason, you've been getting your workout on, man. Follow him so you can keep up with his transition, his transformation, and all of the encouragement and inspiration that he's given on Instagram. Boy, you doing your thing.
Yes.
We're getting it in. Thank you. We are getting it in. We got to be holistic, mind, soul, and body.
Hey, that's what I said.
You better
that's
tell
my
them.
Motto.
Dr. Gina, that's your motto.
Yep. Hold on. Wholeness, mind, body, and soul.
And
Jason,
soul.
You are now family to Dr. Gina's radio chat, so whenever you got something going on, you got a show, tell everybody how they can. If you want to listen to more of Jason, he's got a radio show. Where can they go on your radio show and listen to your show?
So it's Blog Talk Radio. It's at the Finding My Way channel, findingmywaychannel.com, and it's Heart of a Champion radio program. It comes on every Wednesday from 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 1 p.m., and basically what we talked about today, my passions, the things that are dear to me, I do that each week. It's almost like a mini. It wasn't intended to be this way, but it has turned into like a mini pulpit. Like I'm usually taking some sort of sermon text and talking about it each week. And I have guests, you know, some of my friends who are in the industry, they come on, and I'll have Gene Moore next week. I just had Tasha Page Lockhart. And we just talk about life, love, and experiences. I play some really great music. I feature new artists. And it's just a really good time. It just goes by too quickly. An hour is not long enough.
It sure ain't. I know that's right. We only got 20 more minutes. It still ain't enough. I still got a whole lot of show left. Jason Champion, friends, at Dr. Gina's radio chat, and hopefully you'll be hearing me on his show one day soon. I'm one of his friends too, y'all.
Absolutely.
Listen, we love you, man. But listen, always welcome to come back. Please leave a radio drop with Doug before you hang up, and we will be in touch on Instagram. Loving you.
Thank you so much, and I will make sure that I do that.
All right, Doug. He's going to be waiting for you, Doug. All right, thank you so much. We got Estelle joining us right now, bringing us spoken word. Estelle, how are you?
I am doing well. How are you, Dr. Gina?
I'm good. Gina G, how you doing?
Well, you know I'm doing just fine. How you doing, Estelle?
Gina G in the house.
Yes, ma'am.
Girl, what you got for us today?
Can I just say before I read this poem that I so enjoyed that young man, Jason.
Oh, Jason, my goodness.
I was over here in my bedroom getting ready to shout.
I know, right? I think he broke down. I could tell he was really feeling that with passion.
Yes.
You know, and that's what you love is when, you know, God, you carrying something that is so close to God's heart. And I could just feel his honesty. You know, I just could feel God while he was speaking.
Me too.
Well, amen. I would like to dedicate this poem to Jason. This poem will definitely be a blessing to him, I believe.
All right.
And I believe this poem is our testimony on today, Dr. Gina and Gina G. I believe this poem is our testimony. And the name of this poem is called It Was Necessary. It was necessary. I stepped out of the boxing ring without a scratch. We fought 12 rounds, but I won the match. I mean, my nails still shine with shellac, and my hair is still intact. I defeated the number one record holder, some called fear, some called adversary. But I say it was necessary for me to be afflicted by him because I survived every setback, every hurt, every fake friend, and every disappointment, both publicly and in private. I'm still here because I survived it. According to some casual observers, my dreams were a conclusion, 6 feet under and miscarried. But there is a difference from being planted then buried. But God doesn't give vision without making provision, and when or how is totally his decision. Fear, I will no longer allow you to censor my narrative or date rape my commentary. See, my positive declarations are necessary because I have the power to speak life. Even when my pulse seems weak, I'm on fleek with my faith. Before the foundations of the world, someone paid my ransom, and now I am the anthem for my people. Predestined to be here, I'm lit. And this girl is on fire like Alicia Keys or Beyonce Beehive. Even the promoter Don King yelled, I got 5 on her. I'm superwoman by default. I fight because I was taught to never lay down my crown because the winner's circle is where I belong. I will punch. I will kick. I will fight just to win the fight of life by all means necessary because now I carry the title of number one record holder. Through it all, I lost some things and some people who pretended to be friends, but I gained momentum. But I learned to appreciate my struggles and even thank the one who sent them because I'm no longer bitter, but now I'm better. My winning status was intentional, and the hardships I suffered was unmentionable. But it shaped and molded me to worth, and now I give birth to greatness. And I rate this 5 stars on Google or 10 on the Richter scale of hell because I've been there and done that. See, I got the T-shirt and the hat. God took shredded rags and stamped his signature on the tag and made me a brand. Now I'm brand new. It's a brand new me. And if my haters are sick from what I've become, just wait to see what I'm going to be. It was necessary.
Snap. I can't snap because my fingers hurt because I took my nails off. But doggone it, that was good.
Me.
I need that email to me, and I mean right now.
Dr. Gina, give her my number. Send me your email. Yes. I will email it right over to you.
I am posting that immediately.
Hang that, frame that, and let everybody know you claim that.
You better not do this to me today, Lord. Yes, that was so
That was so good. Estelle, where can they follow you, contact you, book in and a ministry and all of that?
You can always find me Estelle Monroe Gant. I'm on Facebook, on Twitter, the number 4 Real Gant, that's G-A-N-T-T. You can always contact Dr. Gina. She knows how to get in contact with me. I'm
everybody's manager now, y'all. I got another client.
That's right. Dr. Gina is our life coach. That's right.
Gina G, manager, your manager, and Emmanuel Meacham's manager.
But you know what?
I am honored because, you know, I'm honored because you guys are amazing. God has truly anointed you with great gifts and talents. You bring so much joy to my life. Mm. And God knows that when I enjoy something, and I mean, it lights me up and brings just so much satisfaction and encouragement, I like to share it with the world. So because he has anointed me to be an usher and someone that can introduce, you know, people to each other, make connections, I am honored. So yes, get in touch with me if you want to book Estelle Monroe Gant, please.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, Gina G, hey, tell Dr. Gina, we know that buzzards can't fly with eagles. You know, eagles, they soar. They go higher than buzzards. So hey, iron sharpens iron.
Yes.
Leave them pigeons on the ground.
Yes.
Oh my God. I love you, Estelle. Thank you so much for being a part of Dr. Gina's radio chat team. You always bless us so big. We're going to repost that for sure. That is a powerful, powerful message. That poem was on point. I want to repost it. Gina G is going to repost it. So send it to me, inbox it to me, and I'll share it with Gina G as well. Listen, this was amazing. I can't wait till you come back on again next month. Every month you can check out Estelle Monroe Gant right here, minister, poetry writer, and all kind of, she preached
mother
everything.
And friend.
Mother, wife, friend, everything. God's daughter, she all
wait,
that.
Wait a minute, woman, dog, wife.
All of that. She is a bag of nothing but treasure. All right, you guys, listen. All right, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we got Gina G, who's going to be telling us what the Trinity is and what she's saying. We got to hurry up and get to these messages so we can get to her. Come on, stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
And so. drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hey, y'all, it's Candy West from Dallas, Texas. And listen, my girl is thebomb.com, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat. Keep it locked right here.
All right, Gina G, what's the trending tea this day?
Child, we got a lot of trending tea going on. I'm going to start with a rest in peace to Miss Bush. Barbara Bush passed away yesterday or this morning, early hours at the age of 92 years old. Oh, she was born in 1925. Wow. Hello. She has lived a long life, so we just want to send our condolences to the Bush family. Although, don't let me get started, America. Although they have done some things, we are going to just send our love and condolences, because it wasn't her, to Miss former First Lady, Miss Bush. Now, on other news, let me take a second, because last time I was too fast on the death. Let me take a second for Bush. There we go. Okay, on other news, so you know the thing that went on with Starbucks.
Oh, Jesus.
Leave me alone, Dr. Gina. Now, you know what happened with Starbucks, with them kicking out those two black young men who were doing absolutely nothing but waiting on their white friend to have a meeting. They got kicked out of Starbucks. It was all over the news and viral in Philadelphia. So now what they're going to do, Starbucks is closing about 8,000 stores on May 29th for Racial Bias Education Day. All I want to know is, will the black employees have to clock in or what? Because we already know what to do when two black people come into Starbucks waiting on their friend, which is leave them alone. There's so many people that come in Starbucks for meetings, you know, just to get on their computer, just to use the internet. So for these two gentlemen to be singled out and arrested for absolutely nothing is just ludicrous. And for them to have a day that they have to do education on racial bias, it just blows my mind. But I'm going to, I digress. Also, the granny who was arrested after fighting the pregnant service members in a Cheddar's restaurant. I don't know if you've seen that, but there was a white lady attacking two African-American soldiers. I mean, one of them was pregnant. So she has been arrested and charges will be filed, because I just, first of all, I don't understand why her at such an old age, this is somebody's grandmother, okay, fighting, number one. And number two, what did these ladies do to you? I'm just confused at all this hatred going on in America. This whole racial situation is just ridiculous. I mean, from police brutality to police shootings, I mean, black people, we don't stand a chance. I mean, I don't know what to do, but we need to start wearing white sheets just to blend in America. I'm just going to put there like that. Hello. What I want to do is also give a congratulations to Beyonce for making history, shutting down Coachella, honey. They call it Baychella. She brought awareness to HBCUs, which is a black historical colleges. She brought in sororities, fraternities. I mean, she turned it out. Also, Destiny's Child made another appearance with my girl, Michelle. Lord, Michelle. You know what? Michelle did her thing. We're not going to talk about Michelle. She did her thing this performance at Coachella. But she has really, Beyonce, they're calling her, you know, the new entertainer of the world or the year. You know, they're trying to replace her with Michael Jackson. But as an 80s baby, let it be known right now that ain't nobody passed out at this concert. And everybody passed out at Michael Jackson's concert. They had ambulances out there picking people up off the ground. So, Beyonce, I love you. But until you get 1,000 people falling out, passing out, you ain't made it, baby girl. That's all I'm going to say. Okay. Tristan Thomas has cheated on Chloe. Chloe has had her baby girl. The baby girl's name is True Thompson. That is her name, which is the great-grandfather's name of Kris Jenner. So everyone is talking about, oh, she named it after Tristan and off of this scandal, which is ridiculous. People need to really stop gossiping. Stop holding those stones, like Kris said, and understand what these people are going through. They may be celebrities, but they have real lives. They're real people. So that baby was named after her great-great-grandfather. So her name is True Thompson. But the scandal of him cheating is still on. But, hey, they say that's the way she got her man. So, ladies, the way you get them could be the way you lose them. So just watch out. That's all I'm saying. It ain't worth taking somebody else's man. That's all I'm going to say about that. And on the what she said, okay, I'm just going to intertwine it and make it really quick. Tax season is over. Now, I want all of y'all to stop going out there buying new cars with your tax money. Stop paying for new furniture that you know you're not going to be able to afford after all your money is gone. Come June, you don't know what to do. I'm going to ask for you people in America who had to pay taxes and get their taxes back, send that out to a church, a foundation, or organization. Give it to a family in need. Give it to a person or a family member in need. Let's not be selfish with our tax money this year is all I'm saying. After you've paid your debt off, I just say give a hand to a church that you know you only attend on Easter, Mother's Day, Christmas. Just send out that extension on your tax refund and just help somebody out. Did she say it? Yes, she said it. Help somebody with your tax money and stop getting your hair and nails done and a new car because you know you ain't going to be able to afford it in the next 3 months. That's all I'm saying. This is your girl, Gina G, with all the tea and what she said on the Dr. Gina's radio chat, baby.
Oh, my God. This is something else.
Girl. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Oh, my
I know.
God. That is too much to handle. Oh, my goodness. Listen. All right. So, listen.
Look, I know it. I know it. I know it.
Gina G was on in D.C. this week. We didn't get a chance to talk about this because last week you was actually, we did the show while you were in D.C., but it was an amazing time with the comedy festival. She was here for almost a week, 5 days with us here in D.C., and we had such a good time. I'm telling you, we had such a good time. It was so much fun and so much funny laughter. You did awesome in your stand-up. My first time seeing her live in her performance, but, I mean, she didn't disappoint me at all. She actually did, I mean, just like what I thought she would do. She's amazing on stage. You just got to see her. You know, she's funny on the show and funny at what she does on air, but on and live, she's hilarious. What was that experience like for you?
It was awesome. I mean, just being with you and you taking me around that crazy city of yours was just so fun. You know, meeting, it was fun. Meeting other comics, you know, up-and-coming comics, and also those that are seasoned and seeing them intertwine with those that are coming up, I thought it was just a beautiful thing. So big shout-out to D.C., Eddie and Rod, you know, just for putting something together that was just, it was nice. I had a really, really good time. And I met good people and ate good food. I had vegan. Hey, Dr. Gina, I had vegan food with fried chicken on the side, but I'm just going to say the vegan food was good. It was good, though. It was.
I'm so glad we had a ball with you here. I can't wait till you come back. And I got to go into the comedy world, which was so brand new for me, and I got to act silly around funny people, which was so refreshing for me. I really, really had a good time. I mean, and I acted silly. I had a ball. It was like two little girls. I felt like I was a young girl again. It was was so fun. I hadn't laughed like that. And then it wasn't just us. It was even the guys, you know, the comics, everybody. We just brought so much positive energy with us that everybody just felt loose enough to just act silly. We were acting silly going from one place to another place. Oh, it was just walking down the street going to one place. It was just so much fun. We met some old G's in comedy. That was good. Yep. It was a lot
of
fun.
I felt young until it got late. And we was looking at the time like, are you ready? Because I'm ready. It's 11:30.
Yeah, we was on by midnight. And we stayed out past 1 o'clock. I don't even remember how long it took me to get into bed. I was already in the bed before I could even sleep. I don't go nowhere.
But thank you for opening your home up, you and Emmanuel. I mean, I really enjoyed you guys so much. And Bear, which is her cat, people, if y'all don't know, it is the sweetest cat. And I'm kind of afraid of cats. But Bear is the sweetest cat I have ever encountered in my life. So I just want to thank you for opening up your home to me because I really enjoyed myself. I really, really,
you are
really
so
did.
Welcome. Well, you got this is a home away from home for you. Anytime you're in D.C., you got a key, girl. You more than welcome. Like a sister to me, so I don't get that to everybody, but she got a key to the house, and she can come and go. But, yeah, I loved her energy, her vibe. I just love her. That's my friend forever and her family, too. So, listen, tell everybody where they can follow you.
Well, you can follow me on IG and Facebook at Gina G Too Funny. On Instagram is Gina G the number 2 Funny. On Facebook is Gina G T-O-O Funny.
Yes, listen, I want you guys to just be blessed today. May God protect you. May you continue to be encouraged. I hope this show and everybody that was on it, Jason Champion, Estelle and her poetry, and Gina G and myself, I hope that we brought some joy, some instruction, some peace, whatever God has used us to pour into you today. May it just be covered by the blood of Jesus. May you be successful today in all the things of him. May your light shine and may he get all the glory and honor in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus prevails over your mind, body, and soul today, over you and your family and everything that concerns you. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. We are loving you in Jesus' name. Amen. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.